Actually, our real needs as a human being, as humans, as the human species, is the same. We all need the same, exactly the same. And what we need is nothing complicated. Our core needs are based simply on our evolutionary heritage, and that is really pure biology. And biology means nothing more than survival and reproduction. So although we have developed complex prefrontal cortex and a culture and have come to find out sophisticated solutions for dealing with nature, for inventing new things that improve or simplify our lives, the root, the basis of our perception of our life as it is, what determines our well-being, what determines if we suffer or if we feel well or even feel fulfilled or happy, are simple biological factors. And these factors, again, are connected with security, safety, and reproduction, because this is what has brought us so far. So if we want to feel well, if we want to have a great, a happy life, we have to understand what our biology needs. And often this is not aware, this is unconscious. We have moved in the mind into the thought so far and so much that we have completely lost our connection, our perception of the physical body and its needs. But the physical body is the biological substratum which underlies all psychological states. So this is the level where we have to start, where we have to look at. And this is precisely described and analyzed by the polyvagal theory from Dr. Stephen Porges. So to summarize that, we have to focus on security. And that means security from the viewpoint from the autonomous nervous system. And security on that level of our body is established by connection and contact, by deep relationships. And this makes sense because in earlier stages of our evolution, we are mammals, we had to live in groups. And being in a group was the main factor for security. So if we connect to others, if we bond, if we enter deep relationships, this addresses the deepest layer of our body, of our life. And that is the level which determines if we suffer or if we are happy. So the more you are connected, the deeper we are connected and in relationships, the deeper is the fulfillment and the happiness. And the question now is how we can determine if we are connected or not, what we can do to improve that, and in what way we are not in contact with others. And it is possible to look at that in a very simple way, because at the basis there are only two options we have to not being in contact. The first option is to go away, to move out of the connection, to retire. And the other option is to grasp for the other, to focus on the other completely and forgetting ourselves. So on one hand, the other is not there. We have moved out of relationships and have gone completely in the mind and in the thoughts. So others don't exist for us. We live within our thoughts. We could say the thinking process is like a substitute for a partner, for relationships. We are in contact in a relationship to our thoughts and not with real humans. So this is the first possibility. And the other possibility is that only the other exists. We focus completely on the other one and forget ourselves and our desires and needs. So we merge into the other instead of being in real contact. Because to be in contact and in relationship, two persons are needed. And in both ways, always one person is missing. These are the two options to not being in contact. And right now you immediately know what kind of way you have chosen in your childhood. That wasn't a conscious decision. The organism has chosen the way depending on the environment. And it is not relevant why we have done that and understand exactly the procedures and all that. It's not necessary. What is necessary is to see how you do that. And if you can see that, in which way you deal with others, and you can understand that this is a reaction, it is a relational pattern based on early childhood environments. If you understand that, you can do something new, something else. And if you do something new, that means you get a real connection, in a real contact. So for the first one who has retired from others, people who are based on that survival style, we could call that, they have to let go of their thoughts and focus again on the outside. And that means on real persons, on real humans on the outside, and get in contact with them. And getting in contact with them means to talk about your own desires, your own needs, about that what happens between you and others. This is the path and the way for this structure. And for the other one, the path, the way is, instead of grasping, to stay with yourself and start perceiving yourself without getting lost in others. So you can be with others, but you stay, a part of your perception stays at your body, so that you can feel what you need, what you don't want, in the presence of others, so that you are not getting lost in the relationship, in the contact. So this is the path for people who have this structure. In either way, a real connection is established because a real interaction of our states with the other starts. So this is the way to get in contact and to create real relationships, and this will result in a deep peace and relaxation of the autonomous nervous system, because it means security. This kind of interaction of relationship means security for the body, and this is the most important thing for us. In fact, we search for that connection all the time, but we are not aware of these processes, so we look for substitutes, for example. To start dealing with others in a new way, like I described, of course, is like a death of the ego, because the nervous system fears that because this has been connected in the childhood with deep fear, fear of death even. So if you start doing that at the beginning, it will be very uncomfortable, it will create fear and it feels wrong, it feels strange, weird. But all these messages from the body are basically wrong because they are based on early childhood experiences, and the system is stuck at that experiences. It is not processed, so it is not integrated. So all that what comes up is wrong, is basically wrong. You cannot rely on that. It is based on bad experiences in the childhood. So you have to force yourself to go against this these perceptions, and then you make new experiences with other humans. And to give you the orientation is very simple. As long as you deepen the connection, you are on the right way. As long as you deepen the connection, the relationship, you are on the right way. And whatever comes up, what feels ugly, weird, is wrong. And this takes time. And if you do that, the nervous system will get new information. It gets updated. And after a while, then your body reacts with true perceptions. That can happen like that, that the message what comes from the body is completely different. Maybe at the beginning you feel fear if you walk, if you go that way. And after a while, you feel security. So it's the opposite. And with that process, all irritation or disorientation disappears because you get what you really want. And then you feel peace, you feel safety, security, fulfillment, happiness, love, awareness, silence. All that happens automatically if we get into deep relationships. And deep relationships only happen by honestly communicating our states, our emotions, our thoughts, our body sensations.